Welcome once again. It is our Marshalltown Icon Show. Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff is hosting.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Val.
So it's the first of, it's the first week of November. Who ever thought? We started this in June. And I look back, and we've been doing this a long time, and it's been a great ride.
Still going strong.
We are, and today I'm excited. We have not an icon that is an individual, that isn't a business or an industry or an attraction or a restaurant, but today we're actually going to talk about an individual, which is Jean Seberg, our hometown girl. And today we have our Jean Seberg enthusiast, Nancy Adams, here with us today. So welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So Jean's a long story, and we only have 3 8-minute segments, so we probably should get started. So first of all, where do we even start with our hometown girl, Jean Seberg? You and I have a passion for her for lots of reasons, but you know, the listeners, let's just start with a little bit about what you think would be the best way to introduce her to our listeners today.
And I appreciate the fact that you acknowledged her story is so rich, her life so full. We could talk for 24 minutes on many aspects of her life. I'm going to start with, I think that the reason most people know Jean primarily is because of her film, because of her work on screen, is because of her acting career. When she was alive, that got the most press. That's what brought her to the attention of the world, was her acting talent and her sort of Cinderella story, as some have phrased it. The fact that she came from Marshalltown, from the middle of Iowa, and secured a role that had prompted a worldwide search, that's what brought her name out of Iowa and to the world.
Right, front and center. She was immediately immersed into the movie world and theater.
And the world consciousness, quite frankly.
Yeah. She was. Yes. What a great honor for her. And, you know, she had, in her high school days, if I remember correctly, she was into theater and drama and had an acting teacher that was very instrumental in helping move her along.
Yes, that's absolutely true. People talk about the overnight success or the overnight blitz that the role of St. Joan brought to Jean, but Jean was not new to drama when she secured that role. She did have experience in high school plays, in the drama department, from, you know, helping set designs to tearing down sets to doing read-throughs. She did some summer stock on the East Coast. So she was passionate about acting. And I think one of my favorite sort of hometown stories, and because I'm also very passionate about the Orpheum, as are you, the fact that Jean went on record several times to talk about a moment at the Orpheum when she was 12 years old, watching Marlon Brando in The Men, which was his first starring role, and being so captivated by his performance that she spoke about it, again, is quoted several times in saying that she realized then the power of acting and literally left the theater and very soon thereafter went to the Marshalltown Public Library, checked out every book she could on drama. There were two at the time. She said she couldn't make heads or tails out of what the content was, but she knew she wanted to do what she'd seen. And that's just a lovely, I think that was a flashbulb moment for her. That set her on her path, and she never veered from it.
And so that started at the age of 12. So that alone is pretty unique in the fact that she knew at that moment in time what she was going to focus on, and she did it. So, and you know, the Orpheum, of course, is an icon, and we've had Bob on here talking about. And then at the Orpheum, you know, we've got that beautiful display of everything Jean memorabilia, letters from her to her son, and things that her family and her what do you call them?
Fans.
Yeah, from all over the world that are now sending things to your group that makes sure that her display is up and fresh and people have great things to stop in and see and read and learn about her.
Yeah, it seemed a really natural fit, and, you know, because you and I go way back into wanting to save the theater initially, Jean was a part of that, right? The whole time. Once you,
yes, she was.
You are the one who told me. You're the one who first spoke her name to me, and then I looked her up and I haven't looked back, you know. and it's a natural fit.
Yes.
For her to consistently be remembered in that space.
Sure.
Along with really many other very, very talented local and state
exactly.
talents.
And that was nice that we were making sure that we brought all those other folks, you know, the Marshalltown famous Iowans and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we're having such a good time. We already have went through our first 8 minutes,
really?
So we have to take a quick break and we'll be back with the Marshalltown Icons.
And welcome back. We are here with Val Ruff and Nancy Adams, and we are talking about the immortal Gene Seberg on Icons.
Thanks, Kyle. Yes, we have Nancy Adams, and we are talking about Gene Seberg today. That first segment went fast, so we want to quick jump into other passions of Gene while she was a young girl and what made her very unique about the things that she was involved with at a time that I'm not sure it was all acceptable. Had that been today, it'd be perfectly fine. So she was a girl before her time. Let's just say it.
Let's just say it.
She was. And that's why I think I'm so proud of her, because, you know, she was doing things at that time that others weren't, but now it's okay.
Yes.
So let's go ahead. Yeah. Let's jump into some of her passions that we want to share with our listeners.
In addition to, you know, being bitten quite early by the acting bug, literally, Jean always had a very open heart. And I think a clear vision for how things could get better. She saw things and saw room for improvement and acted upon those things. When she was quite young, she entered, along with many other local folks, I think it was a promotional contest for the Animal Rescue League. They were looking for some locally produced statement or piece to promote their mission. Jean won the ARL contest. Her passion for animals was very deep and sincere, bringing home injured animals, birds, burying them if she found them already passed away. So a very soft heart towards living things. And when she was 14, she joined, so this was 1952, she joined the NAACP out of Des Moines. And for those who aren't familiar, right, it's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. That was the language at the time in terms of how African Americans self-identified. And for Jean, from the middle of Iowa at 14, to join a group whose sole purpose was to advance individuals who were disenfranchised a bit, right, was stunning and brave and rare. Her good friend at the time, Bob Norris, has spoken about that people just didn't do that then, you know, that 14-year-old girls from Marshalltown. It was an extraordinary thing for her to do and to follow through on. She... You know, you can easily find online, you can find interviews of her with Governor Ray, where he's talking to her about the March of Dimes, because she was the teen representative for the state of Iowa for March of Dimes and to eradicate polio. You know, we would be talking about her, I believe, today, even if she hadn't won the contest and been in films and so on and so forth.
Sure.
She would have made a mark, and she made several.
At a young age.
At a young age, yeah. Yeah, she was also quite a talented writer. She had a strong inner voice, and she had a capacity. Well, she was very bright, right? Intellectually, she was very bright. And so some of her writings, some of her creative writings are quite sophisticated, and one of her poems is included in the Museum of Manuscripts and Letters in Paris. You know, it's not just because it's by her, it's because it's a really good piece of art. So, yeah, she had a lot going on.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit. I know that the first Gene Seberg International Film Festival was how many years ago? And let's talk a little bit about that and how that was kicked off and what that has done for her family in helping them heal through the process, because, you know, she wasn't always embraced.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's been this healing of her family. So I want to make sure that the listeners know that this has been the things that have happened through the past few years, starting with the film festival here in Marshalltown, Iowa, has been really instrumental in her family.
I agree with you. I think that, the Seberg Festival, and we have this year, we've changed our name, right? It's now the Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts, to sort of to broaden our focus, or to reflect our broadening focus on the other areas that she was influential, right? Sure. Or that she was passionate about. Certainly film is one of them, but that's just one of them. So at any rate, the festival in Jean's honor kicked off in 2011. This will be our fifth year then? No, sixth? 11, 12, sixth year? the first was in 2011, and the intent was to bring Jean and her legacy back to Marshalltown to... I'm not going to say that she'd been forgotten over the decades, but she'd certainly not been celebrated or remembered to the extent that a small group of us, yourself included, felt was warranted. So I think a lovely result of the efforts and the festival has been people who knew and loved her feeling whatever the word is.
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Having gotten some... reconciliation as in regards to Jean and her reputation in this town, but the primary focus, other than bringing Jean home and having the theater reflect who she was to educate others who'd never heard of her about who she was, because her capacity for inspiring is inspiring. it's across boundaries and geography and medium. The number of books that have been written literally about her or inspired by her story, the number of songs across genres,
a movie that was made,
yes and so from a documentary to her being referenced in modern culture, to her name appearing in fashion magazines and her being listed as the muse of multiple designers, we couldn't not educate local people who didn't know her and give them a chance to be inspired by her
about her life.
Yeah.
That she, because a lot of that was done over in Europe and done in France and Paris, because that's where she resided with her family.
That's right. For more than about, you know, half of her life. And I think that because of that, she was consistently remembered and celebrated in Europe and not so much here. But
yeah,
it's changing.
So the thing that I think that is important for the listeners to know, too, with this International Film Festival is that it allowed individuals over in Europe the opportunity to come over here and share their love of her and what they knew of her and their writings of her. And, you know, Cedric just pops in my mind every time. He's just a eccentric little old gentleman who adores her and likes to be in. Wants to be a part of it. So they come here and try to be a piece of what she was in our community.
And to share their perspective. I mean, unfortunately, Cedric is not going to be in attendance this year, which is unfortunate. Cedric Pulford is who we're talking about. He's a journalist from England. But, and this is true, literally this morning before I got here, I heard from a musician in Australia and Cedric in England. You know, and that's this morning before 9 o'clock. And that's not unusual. Part of, to me, and I think to those who attend the festival on a regular basis, is the building of relationships with people, initially with whom the only thing we have in common is Jean. But really, relationships and friendships have grown. You know, she's everywhere.
Yes, yeah. And she's actually more prominent over in Paris than she is here. But this gives us an opportunity to celebrate her.
Yeah.
And so that's why she becomes an icon for us. And then in our next segment, we're definitely going to talk about things that are going to be taking place. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break so we can get back and talk about the festival and how we're going to celebrate Jean in the next couple days.
And welcome back for our final segment of our Marshalltown Icons program, and we have Val Ruff hosting.
And this morning we have our Jean Seberg enthusiast, Nancy Adams, and we've talked a little bit about our Marshalltown icon, Jean Seberg. So our final segment, we want to make sure we talk about a very unique opportunity that came for Jean and her family and the community, and Nancy was able to be there for this very... great opportunity. I'm probably not even fluffing it enough, but let's go ahead and let Nancy talk about the Jean Seberg Day that was just recently introduced.
Okay. I'm really very happy to. On October 21st, which was 2 weeks ago this Friday, a number of us were invited to the Capitol to witness Governor Branstad signing a proclamation on Jean's behalf. And the Department of Cultural Affairs, specifically the Produce Iowa arm of it, had taken it upon themselves to submit an application to give Gene recognition at a statewide level. It's nothing that we initiated here. It's something we were invited to attend that had been initiated by another state office, which in and of itself is a fabulous thing, because that's evidence that others outside of the zip code are taking note and recognizing her value.
It's a huge honor.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. And it's equally huge that we didn't initiate it. So what the result was that Governor Branstad, then he signed a proclamation stating that October 21st, that particular day, was to be declared Gene Seberg Day in Iowa. And I think that, I don't think, I know that when he stated, when he referenced her, he referenced her talent, but he referenced her character, her caring for others, her courage in the face of genuine adversity, from personal loss to public shaming, if you will, right? Or literally the government, you know, targeting her for her humanitarian efforts, and as a result, making her life exceptionally difficult. So the fact that the governor spoke to her courage was important to those of us in attendance, and so that was a lovely moment, right? And a big deal. And then the following day, which was the 22nd of October, that Saturday, there was a screening at the State Historical Museum of Movie Star, which is the documentary. The subtitle is The Secret Lives of Gene Seberg. There was a screening of that film at the auditorium at the State Historical Museum, very well attended. There was a Q&A session afterwards. And I would say that there were, I mean, I don't know exactly statistically, but there was a peppering of people who were, to whom Gene was new. They didn't know about her. They just were intrigued. And then quite a few who had followed her career over the years or perhaps knew her personally. So it was a nice mix of attendees. And I would just say that, like, one of the greatest things was at the end, a 12-year-old girl came up and asked myself and Jean's sister if she could contact us later, because she was going to be doing a project. She's a Miller Middle School student. She was going to be doing a history project, and she wanted to do it on Jean.
Oh, great.
And so that made the whole everything worthwhile.
Great. So we've got just a few minutes, and we don't want to make sure that we plug the Gene Seberg Festival of Arts that is November 4th and November 5th.
Yep.
And do you want to give us a little overview of what we can see, what
yes.
we'll see on Friday and Saturday?
Absolutely. So yeah, this Friday and Saturday is our annual festival, Gene Seberg Festival of the Arts. On Friday night, the main event Friday night will be the screening, the showing of short student films that were produced by local high school students. Last weekend there was an intensive filmmaking workshop held at the theater. And so students got introduced to all aspects of filmmaking, right? And so Friday night will open with a screening of some of those student films, and with the awarding of, every year we like to recognize a person who's gone above and beyond in their efforts to further both the Orpheum and Gene. So there will be a small award ceremony.
Great.
Friday night's events are free to the public, and doors open at 6:30. The film and ceremonies will start at 7.
Okay.
On Saturday, it's rather a full day. It's going to be a fabulous day. Doors open at 10. At 11 o'clock, we're screening a film called Moment to Moment. At 1:30, there is a fashion show and presentation done by Iowa State students of design and fashion merchandising. They have come to the theater. They've gotten a crash course on Gene Seberg, the fashion icon, and they will be presenting designs that they've created. They will be modeled by students from Iowa State as well, who auditioned in order to, you know, they had tryouts. And so we've got a whole bunch of Iowa State students coming along with their instructor, Dr. Yolanda Sanders. So that's at 1:30. And then in the later afternoon, there's an opportunity for attendees to take themselves on a self-guided legacy tour. We've got 13 places in Marshalltown that were important to Jean's, who she was. So we've got a map, and they can linger as long as they want, go to the places that they've not been to before. And I would also encourage people to visit our upstairs learning studio, where we have, I think we have 11 of them. They're called Black Books. They're essentially portfolios, and they are filled back to front with an almost indescribable amount of print material from newspapers and magazines around the world, from collections of her childhood friends who saved scrapbooks from the 50s, letters that Jean had written. So the Black Books is a place where if you're interested in Jean or think you know something about her and want to learn more, hang out up there. And then lastly, the last event on Saturday is a screening of a film called Who's Got the Black Box, which if you've never seen it is really, and we've never shown it at the festival, it's, I don't want to say it's a James Bond kind of thing, but it kind of is. It's an action suspense thriller. Jean carries the film. There's some stunts. It's a hoot, and it's a good film.
Great. So I would encourage you, you know, what they do a nice job of is that every year you change it up and it's got a little bit of a different theme. And this year it's about her fashion, and she had beautiful costumes and her wardrobe was amazing. If you're a Jean Seberg fan and you've seen all of her films. So I would encourage you, come out and let's see and let's support these ISU students and their designs and come and see what they've created.
And the high school students from Friday night. Yeah, we're hitting the young people.
Yeah, that's okay. And we got to keep them educated. So thank you for listening today. Our Marshalltown icon today was Jean Seberg. And we want to thank Nancy for being here and sharing all this valuable information. Thanks, Nance.
Thanks.